We're only in chapter 2 of Mark's Gospel, but you can see how the theme is conflict. All this resistance to Jesus on the part of the leadership. Now the first reading, this is one of the turning points of world history. The Jews were being led by judges, shoftim, who the Lord raised up and gave the Spirit, and they fought the wars of Israel and governed the people and took, you know. But they wanted a king, like everybody else. We want a king. And so Samuel said, if you have a king, this is what he's going to do. He's going to take your sons, put them in his army, take your daughters, make them cooks in his kitchen, you know, and so forth. And they all, anyway, we want one. So the Lord said to Samuel, anoint one. It's not you they're rejecting, it's me. So then he sent him to find Saul. And then, as we just read the other day, the Lord rejected Saul because he was disobedient. The famous text, obedience is better than sacrifice, is right there. You know? The Lord sent Saul out with his army to exercise cherem, they call it, total destruction of an enemy. Those were, as the book says in the book of Judges, in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what he thought was right in his own eyes. So this cherem. But he was disobedient, and he kept some for himself. Well, God can't work with people who are disobedient. They have to trust him and do what he tells them. So he rejected Saul. So then he sent him to find David. And they go through all the brothers. And finally the youngest comes. And the minute he comes, God says, that's the one. Anoint him. Well, that's the beginning of Israel's history of kings, right? And who is Jesus? Son of David. You see, this begins this process to prepare the world for salvation through a son of David. And so you remember, and we'll probably have it, so I don't want to anticipate the readings, but David is going to say forgive the name slips my mind right now, his prophet, Nathan. Look at me in this lovely house, and the ark is in this tent. I'm going to build a house. And that night, the word of the Lord came and said, no, you're not going to build me a house. Your son will. That's Solomon. There's too much blood on your hands. Well, God put it there. It's not that that's wrong. I mean, all the wars he fought to protect God's people. And why protect God's people? Because they bear within themselves the incarnate word of God, the Messiah. They carry that promise until finally, with the Virgin Mary, he is conceived and born. I've said it a lot, but you know, it's true. God works through generation, right? That's why this abortion is, you know, it's an affront. Besides being murder, it's an affront. God works through generation. Both Matthew and Luke have the whole generation from Abraham down to Jesus, right? That's the way Matthew starts his book, the gospel, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, son of Abraham, son of David. And so here he anoints David. And it says, you see, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. Already back when these texts were written, people understood that the work of God, the plan of God, advances by the Holy Spirit. Because here it is, you see, the Spirit rushed upon David. And then when Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. But these texts are so precious, don't you think? That's why in this time of year, ordinary time, they call it, it really means, you know, ordered time. It doesn't mean ordinary, like common. It's to show us God works in history. God works in us. And if we yield to what God is doing in us, history will be different. It's that simple.